Grateful and defiant. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Zelensky speaking to a joint meeting of Congress, saying the fight against the Russian invasion is bigger than Ukraine.
This struggle will define in what world our children and grandchildren will live, and then their children and grandchildren. It will define whether it will be a democracy of Ukrainians and for Americans. For all.
President Zelensky thanked the U.S. for its past and any future aid packages, calling them an investment in global security and democracy. Earlier, President Zelensky visited the White House.
President Biden announced another round of U.S. assistance, totaling more than $2 billion and including the delivery of U.S. Patriot surface-to-air missiles.
It's not escalatory, it's defensive. And it's easy to and we'd love to not have to have them use it. Just stop the attacks.
Neither president signaled an imminent peace settlement. President Biden saying the U.S. will stand with Ukraine through 2023.
Fox's Jared Halperin. The Senate is resuming work on the government funding bill. They've numerous amendments to consider before voting on the full package.
The bipartisan government funding bill before this body is imperfect but strong. It will make huge new investments in our armed forces while cutting non-defense, non-veterans baseline spending in real dollars.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is expected to deliver the 10 Republican votes needed for final passage, expected to come in the middle of the night. If that happens, the Senate will take up the funding bill tomorrow. Flight cancellations continue to pile up, eclipsing 3,700 in the U.S. today from the winter storm that's moving across the country. All flights have been halted, at least temporarily, in Minneapolis because of heavy snow. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Accused cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried is due back in New York shortly to face federal bank fraud charges. He voluntarily waived his extradition fight in the Bahamas earlier today.
SBF, as he is called, is wanted in the U.S. on multiple fraud charges filed in the wake of the collapse of FTX, a cryptocurrency exchange Bankman-Fried operated, allegedly as a Ponzi scheme. He lives much of the time in the Bahamas, which are a Commonwealth nation of the British Crown. Bankman-Fried will likely be transported to New York City, where the federal prosecutors plan to try him. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The White House is releasing dozens of doses of prescription flu medicine from its strategic national stockpile as flu patients continue to flock to hospitals and doctors' offices. Netflix is headed for the Jersey Shore, agreeing to pay $55 million for the former Monmouth Army base and then spend $848 million to build a dozen sound stages. The streaming service says the project will create thousands of jobs. With last month's quadruple homicide near campus still unsolved, the University of Idaho is enhancing security and offering self-defense classes.
The University of Idaho says students returning to campus for the spring semester will see additional security personnel and enhanced law enforcement patrols. It's also allowing students to attend classes remotely or at other campuses and will offer self-defense and safety classes. The changes come as Moscow police continue to investigate the unsolved murders of four students at a nearby residence. Officials say they believe the 20 and 21-year-olds were stabbed in their sleep in early November. Two other roommates at the residence were unharmed. While police continue to analyze over 100 pieces of evidence and thousands of photos from the scene, there are still no suspects.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.